You must be the change you wish to see in the world, says Gandhi. Hi, it's Rhonda, the good influence, her, and you guys are on a roll. I am just so proud of you. You're on episode 4. Detach, doing nothing. Things change when you change the way you see things. And thank you so much for including me on your list of hellos to create your karmic positivity that we learned from episode 3. Hi, Kim. Hi, Angel. Hi, Barry. Duh, it didn't dawn on me to add myself to your list of setting that respectful tone in your life. And you're right. I say it to you every time we meet, every episode. So thank you for thinking of me and subscribing to all of my various social media outlets. And yes, folks, you can see me on Twitter and also TikTok. Now, today is a great day for a new discovery about applying the concept of how when choosing to detach or doing nothing. Now, I know that implies inaction or they seem like lazy words, but hold on, not really. They can create more magic in your life than you can imagine. I love this saying, things change when you change the way you see things. So now what are you really thinking about these action words or phrases, detach and doing nothing? What do you think they really mean? Well, let's change the way you see things. Let's talk about two real life examples that I bet we've all experienced. Are you ready? Okay, let's go for it. Episode 4, Detach, Doing Nothing. Things change when you change the way you see things. Hi, hello, welcome back. It's Rhonda, the good influence, her. Let's not waste any time. I think you get the format. We're on a quest. We're on this quest together. Well, like I said in the intro, I want to discuss some real life examples of how detaching and doing nothing creates more magic in your life. I want to make you a richer person. Okay, example one, to confront or to be non-confrontational. This is about boundaries. Now, I know we all have people in our lives that are like little bugaboos and they find a way to like erode our boundaries. They do little things that just irritate us. And we do give them subtle hints to leave us alone, but they continue to bother us. And we try to continue to be the bigger person and look the other way. However, these little annoyances just keep adding up. And now it's festered into upsetness and we're mad and we want to confront them. Okay, A or B? A, stand up, confront the person. B, detach or do nothing. You get the answer B. Well, first let's look at answer A. Okay, sure. Standing up, you show confidence and self-respect. But really, in this situation, don't you look kind of weak? Because you're standing up and confronting a person that's toxic, that's causing drama. And people are going to look at you and say, what are those two fighting about? That's not your intention. That's not my intention to be a part of a toxic relationship. So B, here's the answer of strength. Detaching and doing nothing. Let's change the way you see things. Okay, what is detaching and what is doing nothing? It sounds like a whole lot of walking away and letting someone walk all over you. No, not at all. Things change when you change the way you see things. Detaching and doing nothing is that time when you've done everything reasonable, fair, and honest, and the outcome has not yet manifested to the result that you wanted. Okay, this is the quote, I have done all I can moment, and your emotions start to take over. I call it taking a break. This is where you stop and do nothing else. Let the situation metabolize itself, and you take the time to calm your emotions down. And it takes whatever time it takes, folks. Don't be embarrassed. Sometimes it takes weeks, months, maybe even longer. Most importantly, don't rush it. No. Don't rush it. This is the right action. This is the action of detaching and doing nothing. You are now putting in the real work. Yes, I think you get it. You don't have to physically do anything. No, don't physically get involved. You don't have to confront anyone. You don't have to call your supervisor. You don't have to do anything but start using and applying your mental strength to win these small challenges in life. Learn to trust yourself more and more. This is the beauty in all of this. You've changed for the better because those words detach and the phrase doing nothing don't imply an action anymore. You actually have now realized the opposite, that you have taken the right action. This is healthy. This is the magic that will make you a richer person. What are you allowing to happen in this space? Well, you're allowing things to come to fruition. And this is the time. This is the time that it takes for you to develop into a stronger person. So, okay, how did the situation turn out? Okay, so this is what happened. This is kind of funny. It turns out that somebody else was irritated with this person, and they got a manager involved, and that manager set up some new rules and boundaries, and I didn't have to get involved, folks. I'm drama-free. I didn't even have to talk about this with anybody. I get to walk around knowing that I wasn't even involved in this issue. You know, it feels so good when you walk past that person that used to bug you and you don't have any ill feelings because there never was a confrontation. There's nothing weird. I have kept myself moving positively, and that's what I want you to do. Okay, example two. I call this, what is my responsibility? Okay, my girlfriend Marie, she works as a caregiver, and a caregiver is like a nurse's aide. She helps patients that are really ill that need help walking and going to the bathroom or eating, and she does take their vitals. Well, she got a call to do this graveyard shift for this one patient, and he wasn't having it. She showed up and she put her chair bedside. This is what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to sit by his bed while he's sleeping at night. And if he gets up for some reason in the middle of the night, she's there to assist him. Well, he was over it. He did not want this anymore. He kicked her out. He said, get out of the room. And she had to sit outside the bedroom with the door closed. So she did it. She told me about this story and she was in tears. Now, okay, what do you think she should do differently? How does detaching and doing nothing help in this situation? Okay, there's A, B, C, and D. A, don't take an overnight graveyard bedside shift ever again. B, tell her job was to sit bedside and she should have done that and insisted that she did that. C, sit outside the bedroom door with the door closed, and just like the client wanted, and do it for the entire shift. Or D, call your manager and tell him or her what is going on. I think you get it. The correct answer is C, sit outside the bedroom with the door closed like the client insisted, and just do that for the entire shift. But here was her problem. She felt weak. She felt like she wasn't doing her job. She had a hard time detaching from her normal responsibilities. She felt less than for doing nothing, just sitting outside the door and listening for something to happen. You know, she was in tears when she told me this story, and it happened 2 months ago, and it's still bothering her. Here's the outcome after we chatted. I explained to her that she did do her job. Did the client get hurt? No. Was the client happy? Yes. Was the client better off with her outside the door closed? Well, in this situation, yes, because he was really upset had she insisted in staying in the room. I mean, it just would have gone from bad to worse. But she couldn't get over the fact that she had come prepared to do her job. And her job expectations had to change. And she thought she was just less than. I told her a big lesson for all of us to learn is to, you know, definitely be prepared with what we think we're supposed to bring to the table, of course, but to also be prepared to be ready to detach and do nothing, to take a step back. Sometimes people just call this showing up. My girlfriend Marie did her job. You know, things change when you change the way you see things. It's learning how to accept that detaching and doing nothing are actions. They are worthy of pay. And more importantly, they're more important than monetary gain. I mean, you gain a deeper consciousness of understanding how to be able to see situations in like 3D. This is where things change when you change the way you see things. I'm going to say that over and over and over again. You know, you can always open your mouth and get involved. But what about the alternative? How can it better service you in the long run, seeing the other outcome and all those benefits? Here's what detaching and doing nothing really is. It is not boring. It's not being frozen in time or ignoring the issue or the situation. Not at all. It's a conscious effort of using your innate intuition of knowing there is nothing better than what you can do other than giving that situation space and time. That's an action, folks. In short, I call it emotional growth. Yes. In all these situations, we get emotional, and leading with our emotions causes us to act out in confrontation in other ways. And boy, oh my gosh, it just gets so messy. But if you wait and detach and do nothing, just let it sit like money in the bank. You rescue yourself from unnecessary drama. You learn how to deal with calming yourself down. You learn to listen. You learn patience. And the list of valuables just keeps on growing. People notice you in the best frame, the best light. Here it is. You get and earn respect and the appreciation that you want, that you desire. Money can't buy that. When I explained that to Marie, that her client didn't get hurt and didn't go running out the room, you know, most importantly, her client was happy and content. Can you think of situations in your life that you could detach or do nothing? Can you in the future start detaching and doing nothing and see that as a step of emotional growth and strength? Well, I can guarantee you that if you detach and do nothing, giving emotional situations the space and time they need, you will start creating a much better life. Things change when you change the way you see things. You have great value in being, just being you. Well, thank you for joining me again on this journey. I so look forward to chatting with you in the future. Look me up on Facebook and other social media outlets. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in a couple of weeks for episode 5. Bye for now.